Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Back at it, Chuck Reshow. Hanging out at the Kia Studios Friday night with you. 404-726-0929. That is the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, day three in the books for Atlanta Falcons at training camp. And here to break it down for us, our buddy Michael Rothstein. He, of course, the Falcons beat writer for ESPN. ESPN.com is where you can check out all of his work. He is on Twitter at Mike Rothstein and joins me on the WaitFor.com hotline, Atlanta Sports.
I mean, it's not called Twitter anymore, right? It's X.
I guess Y or Q. Yeah, but I don't do all the other things like InstaFace or Graham Books and all that kind of stuff.
Hey,
so.
I am on. You can find me on X or Twixer or whatever. And Threads and Blue Sky. I'm on all of the social media.
I don't do any sewing. I don't do any sewing work, so I don't know anything about the whole thread thing and whatever like that. So, but anyway, Mike, let me start with the secondary a little bit. We've seen some good performances so far in the secondary. You know, does this look like a much improved group? I mean, injuries and other things caught up to them last year, but does this group as a whole look much better this year in the secondary?
Yeah, but they should. And that's for a few reasons. One, A.J. Terrell is a year older. Two, Richie Grant is a year older. Three, their biggest free agent acquisition was Jesse Bates, who is one of the best safeties in the NFL. And Jeff Okuda is a guy that, I mean, listen, I covered him in Detroit as a rookie. He was the number three overall pick. He's very smart. He just dealt with a combination of horrific coaching and then injuries in Detroit. And then really when he did get to play a little bit last year, you saw a little bit of what's there, right? And then it was really good for him to get a fresh start. And they have, you know, I think maybe a real gem at nickel in D. Alford, because he was a guy who this time last year was – a roster long shot, frankly. Like, his name was starting to pop up, but then I think he had like interceptions in like 6 or 7 days, or maybe it was wild during training camp last year. It just seemed like it was almost every day he would get an interception, and then Cornell Armstrong got hurt and D. Alford made the team, and now this year he's lining up in camp as the starting nickel. And by the way, when we're talking about it too, there's depth. Because Jalen Hawkins right now, who was a starter last year opposite Richie Grant, he's looking at like the number three safety right now, and he could maybe see him play some nickel as well down in the box if they go for a three safety look. He's had the best camp of any player right now. Mm-hmm. He's had two picks in the first 2 days, and he had a pass breakup today that could have been an interception too, potentially. He seems to be playing at another level. I asked him whether he's more motivated because he's in a contract year and also because of the situation he's in. He said he played that off and said, no, this is how he does it regardless, which is true because last year he also had a huge camp. So I expected them to be better because the talent, I think, is better and younger, too, because Casey Hayward's good, but Casey Hayward is also on the back end of his career rather than potentially entering the prime of his career, which Jeff Okuda is.
How is Clark Phillips look in these first few days at camp?
I mean, listen, he had the one splash play on Thursday that a lot of people saw, the interception on an individual route where he steps in front of Drake London. A lot was made of it. It led to Arthur Smith making a joke about the Pac-12. Drake London kind of got a little bit salty about it. Clark Phillips has not talked with the media yet. No rookies have spoken with the media since rookie minicamp. So we don't know what Clark Phillips thinks, but he's played well so far, but there's no pads on. It's not a full-speed situation yet. Wake me in 2 weeks if he's still making these plays. You know, and it's not a knock on him, but he's a rookie. Corner is a very hard position to transition to. And listen, he could end up being very, very good. There's no doubt about that. But I'm not ready to go there after 3 days with him, at least as far as some of the rookies.
Matt Hennessy got injured today. Any kind of word about what you saw out there, or you know, any kind of updates about what his injury was, and maybe thoughts?
Yeah, I saw the injury happen. It wasn't exactly clear what had occurred, whether it was a back or an ankle or a knee or some sort of, you know, leg situation. They were definitely looking at his lower body. He was down for a few minutes, but like sitting it. Well, and he wasn't like writhing in pain. He just was kind of sitting there. You could just kind of tell like what happened type situation. He did get up. He walked off the field on his own and into the training room. I actually saw him after practice and he was walking around a little bit, which to me, that's a good sign. Now, Arthur Smith said that he's going to have an MRI today. They'd update on the severity of it potentially tomorrow. Matt Bergeron, the second-round pick, took his place at left guard. It was thought that would be a competition. It so far had not been, but this is potentially a chance for Matt Bergeron here. I don't know the severity. For the Falcons, you don't want to see that because you want Matt Bergeron to be able to work at his own pace and not get accelerated at all. Necessarily, because Matt Hennessy's a good player, and when he was in at left guard last year, and this is a position he had barely trained at all before really this offseason, because he was trying to be the starting center at this point last year and almost won that job. He's getting acclimated to it also, but he played well, I thought, last season. He was probably their second best left guard after Elijah Wilkinson. So it will be very interesting to see what happens there. Obviously, the Falcons hope it is nothing serious, but I have not heard one way or the other what that will be. I anticipate that we'll hear something tomorrow on him and on Eddie Goldman.
Mike Rothstein covering the Atlanta Falcons for ESPN, joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. So is Jalen Mayfield a candidate to make the swing tackle kind of position? I mean, is that, I mean, they've obviously been working him out there and bringing him back to his natural position. So how's he looked? And, you know, does he look like he's getting back at it? Or, I mean, you know, can he make this roster at the end of the day?
I would say TBD, John. And the reason I say that is because there's no pads yet. We have not seen anything that can tell you one way or the other. Mm-hmm. For offensive linemen, the real competition will start Monday. Because I believe the first day of pads will be Monday. And that's when we really get to know. Because right now, how much are you able to do in shorts? They're going a lot of walkthrough speed, a lot of slower speed, except for a little bit in team, but you're not having really any sort of contact. That job and these roster spots on the back end of the offensive line are going to be won in the joint practices in Miami, the three preseason games, and then the culmination of basically not getting beat by an improved defensive line during the day-to-day of camp. And the defensive line so far has been a problem. But again, I'm not reading too much into that just yet because on the face of it, they look good. But wake me when pads come on, you know, type of situation. I think he's got a shot to make this team. I would not call him a lock by any stretch of the imagination, but understand, as a rookie, he was thrown into an awful situation through no fault of his own because Josh Andrews got hurt literally the day after cuts. He gets hurt 48 hours earlier we're maybe talking about a completely different situation for Jalen Mayfield, where he's not put in a situation where he needs to be a starter. Like that's what we're talking about here. And then he obviously had a rough go of it. Last year he was dealing with back injuries, and then when he came back, they moved him to tackle. And this is his first time really since kind of that very brief, like when he came off of injured reserve, and they didn't activate him. But really, since this time as a rookie, when he was playing right tackle, because Caleb McGarry wasn't back yet.
Right.
So this is the first time he's really had a chance to do that. And I think there's less pressure on him in terms of, like, he doesn't have to worry about winning a starting job, because he's not going to beat out Caleb McGarry for the starting job. He's not going to beat out Jake Matthews. If he can be their third or fourth tackle, he does have some, obviously, experience at guard. That's not the end of the world. It would not shock me if he makes the team. Like, I know that there is a subset of fans that will be apoplectic if he makes the team. But don't be apoplectic. He's got some talent, and if he ends up being your fourth tackle, it doesn't even mean he's going to be active on game days. Like, chill. Like, that's a good person to have with guard tackle flexibility if he ends up being your fourth tackle. He's not going to end up being a starter here.
So, Mike,
at least unless there's injuries.
So, Mike, the Falcons did make a move today. They signed Justin Ellis as a defensive tackle. Help me understand the Eddie Goldman situation. Did he not reach out to the Falcons about coming back and playing, and then now he's, what am I missing with this whole thing?
Honestly, I don't know. I'm not going to sit here and pretend. And what we do know is it's a personal situation. And listen, this is a guy who he opted out in 2020 due to COVID. He came back in 2021, and he talked about how, you know, it really took a toll on him sitting out, and he was very excited to come back. And he played 14 games in 2021 for the Bears. Then he signed here last year in July. He didn't even get to training camp last year and retired 13 days later. He did show up. He has been here, or at least was here on Tuesday. There was a picture of him walking into the facility in an Argentina soccer jersey. And there's, you know, Arthur Smith said today that he came in phenomenal shape. He looked phenomenal. But who knows? I don't have a great answer. It's very clear that it's some sort of personal issue that's going on. But Arthur Smith, when I asked him very directly, is he potentially going to retire again? Arthur Smith said it's a possibility. And then he actually doubled down a little bit and said, great possibility that happens. So to me, the fact that they are reportedly signing Justin Ellis, the team has not announced that. I have not been able to confirm that yet. That's just a report out there from NFL Network. Yeah, I mean, that would tell you all you need to know, I think, about that situation. Now, it is also possible that they maybe are making another move. That's just my speculation, because they do have a couple of other guys hurt. Obviously, Calais Campbell is on the NFI list, and that we won't know much about him for at least another week. I'm not even going to try to say his name. The undrafted free agent from Rice has been out for at least today, and I saw him kind of in a little bit of a boot, and he's got some tendonitis, so he's dealing with some stuff too. So, you know, who knows? This could be something related to Matt Hennessy too. Like, that's the thing here, right? Like, we don't know for sure, but we do know that a decision on Eddie Goldman is coming one way or the other. And if you want to read tea leaves here, one could easily surmise that A is going to equal B. But, you know, who knows? To me, the Eddie Goldman situation was always house money, if that makes sense, Chuck.
Right,
because,
right. Yeah.
Because they weren't expecting him.
Right.
And then he approached them and said, hey, I'd like to come back. They had the contract. The contract told from last year. And why not? I mean, literally, Arthur Smith said it today. It was a no-lose situation for the Falcons. If this happens, okay, fine. If they weren't counting on him. It's not like he was expected to be a starter. Frankly, I don't even know if he 100% even makes the team, because they have some good depth there. They do like Timmy Horn. They have Taquan Graham, right? So it's not like some absolute lock that he's there. He's not going to be a starter unless there's injury. He wasn't going to be a starter unless there was injuries. So he ends up coming out and pushing for playing time, and that's fantastic for you if you're the Falcons. This is the other option of it, but I don't think it's – I don't – if if Arthur Smith says tomorrow or they announce tomorrow that he's been cut or he's retiring again, I'll say, okay, it's interesting, but this is not going to affect them one way or the other.
So they do have $9 to $10 million, whatever the number actually is, to play with. You get the sense that there are some at least names out there, but I think that there are some guys that could help. Not saying starters per se, but guys that could be rotational players. Do you get the sense that they're going to use some of that cap space and bring some guys in, or you think that they feel pretty comfortable barring injury? I'm not talking about injury.
Yeah,
I'm talking about just the idea of bringing in somebody else. You think they're pretty comfortable, or you think that they look at making a move?
I think they're pretty comfortable, but I would say at a few positions they're an injury away from not being comfortable, which is the case for most teams around the league, right? Like they have an injury at wide receiver. If it's one of their kind of top two or three guys, that's a concern. They have an injury at running back, that's a concern just because of the lack of depth. They have really good talent depth, but they don't have numbers depth. I mean, they have four backs right now, defensive, I would say linebacker, inside linebacker, they're one injury away from having some real questions there, in my opinion, depending on who that guy is, right? Safety, they're all right. Corner, I think they're okay, but obviously if it ends up being one of their two starters, it becomes a thing. So part of it is that, like, you want to have money to make a move if there's a guy you want. The other piece of it is this: you always want to have $3 to $4 million in operating budget for the year because injuries are going to come up and you need to be able to pay some guys, and you don't want to have to restructure something after what they've done to get out of the cap hell that they were in. And then the other part of it too, guess what? If they have cap money left over and there's not anybody they want to sign,
you roll it over.
They get to roll that over for next year when they can have more money and be players in free agency again. And maybe, depending on what happens with Desmond Ridder, you need to be a player in the veteran free agent market for quarterbacks, so you need the money there. So to me, and this is something that always kind of, I want to say, irks me about fans sometimes. They're like, oh, have cap money. Well, sure, but you want to spend that smartly and on players who can help you instead of just throwing it around willy-nilly. Like, so right now, they've done a good job, I think, with assembling this roster, and they're going to hold on to that money just in case they need it, because we've seen it. Look at Cincinnati, right, with Joe Burrow. Look at Miami with Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey, who knows how long he's out. Well, okay, Miami might want to be in the corner market, even though they have some depth there. Well, okay, Atlanta, I mean, Matt Hennessy's a good example, right? Like, if they feel Bergeron's not there yet, which would be completely fair, by the way, if they feel that, if they see it for a couple of weeks, because, you don't want to put him out there too early and then risk messing him up for his career, like, oh, I don't know, Jalen Mayfield potentially. So you want to hold on to that money because maybe you go get a left guard, but, or a center if you choose to move Drew Dahlman a left guard. Like, so it's good to have that money in case you need it, and that to me is, I think, what they're doing.
Mike Rosti covers the Atlanta Falcons for ESPN. Check out his work at ESPN.com. I like his notes that he posts up there every day at practice. Mike, I always read through all of your notes every day, so I appreciate you. I know you did that just for me.
Oh, I do. I mean, listen, I do it just for you because I know you're not able to be out there and you need to be able to see it. Listen, truthfully, I mean, the only note that matters to me is the last one every day, which is about the music at practice. I mean,
yes.
That's the one that really matters. But you want to know something funny. I hear as much about the note every day about the music and the playlist, and our partial playlist, because if I posted the entire playlist, it would be the entire notes package.
Right.
Than I do about any other note that I publish. It matters. But it gives a flavor of what's going on. Like, I remember the first year I did the notes, people were like, why are you mentioning the music? And I'm like, I'm just trying to put you here, man. Like, it's also, it's supposed to be fun. This is sports at the end of the day. Like, let's, take a deep breath, relax. But I think the vibe is so much different now among the team, I would even say among the fan base a little bit, to an extent, than it was 2 years ago. Because there were expectations 2 years ago because of Matt Ryan and Julio Jones for a second. And, you know, they had such a veteran team. This is a young team. This is a team that, you know, I think people have some expectations for, but not huge expectations for. That makes this, to me, a bit more freeing. And I think you've seen that within this camp. Their younger team, there just seems to be some excitement about these guys within the team that I think was there a little bit last year, but I've noticed it way more than 2 years ago.
And by the way, you could follow him on his Twitter or X or Spools or whatever they're calling these things nowadays.
Twitter, X, Threads,
yes.
Blue Sky.
All right, there you go.
Mastodon, I think. Instagram, yeah. I think I even still have a Clubhouse account, if you remember that from the days of COVID.
MySpace. So he's got.
I do not have a MySpace anymore, Friendster, or Napster.
Yeah, you got all the music. So at Mike Rothstein. So check him out. Mike, as always, buddy, appreciate it, man. Thanks for a few minutes on the show tonight. Obviously, we will chat again very soon here.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime. Thanks for having me.
You got it. When we get back from the top of the hour, will be time for the Falcons flyover. We'll hear lots of clips. Arthur Smith, Lindstrom, Alford, Nielsen. We've got a lot of guys we're going to hear from tonight on the show. And I'm going to give you a great stat about Chris Lindstrom. Chuck Green and Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.